Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
You sound very quiet today, Tam.
Oh, geez. Okay. You know, came home from New York yesterday after the announcement on Watch What Happens Live. We stayed, this is the first time I've ever done this, but we stayed on the rooftop with Andy and a bunch of people outside that little area. I filmed out there one time, and we were there till probably midnight. Then we decided to go to some, I guess it was a club. I'm not sure.
Oh, don't worry. Just so you guys know, Tam sent the entire iHeart Radio group chat
a video
from the club.
Yeah. And the club was like the size of a hallway. It was super narrow. I'm like, oh, this is a COVID club for sure. And then we had an early flight. We had to leave the hotel like at 4:45 or something like that. So I'm like, Jen, let's just stay up all night long. And I'm like, oh my God, we got to the hotel at 4. Thank God I put my alarm on for an hour, got up, went to the airport, went home. I couldn't really sleep on the plane. And then I went to bed at 8 o'clock yesterday, which was pretty early. Got up at 2 a.m. I've been up since 2 a.m.
I know. Me too. I was up at 2:30, fell back asleep for like 30 minutes. Finally at 4, I'm like, whatever. I can't take it. I got to get up. Worked out. I'm in Orange County right now, and my daughter's doing a horse show. And so I've been swimming. Like, we're at the hotel.
That's nice. So I know I wanted to come, but I'm just like, I'm just so dead. And then my cousin is, she lives in Las Vegas. She didn't live too far, but she's in town. She was in LA and she's going to stop by here with her baby. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just exhausted. I am wiped out.
Well, of course. Well, I think it was pretty clear how great it was, because my husband never comments on anything Housewives, never. And he goes, Tam was working it so good on Watch What Happens Live, and she looked so happy. And then she looked so happy on your clip from the podcast. I'm like, I noticed that you said clip. Does that mean you don't listen to the podcast? Yeah, it's like, what would I listen to? I have no idea what the hell y'all are talking about.
Right,
I'm like, right. He's like, but she seemed so happy. I'm like, you really looked so beautiful, and you're having such a fun time.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun. I sent a picture of me holding the orange in my Versace cat suit, and I sent it to my daughter, Sophia, and she wrote me back and she goes, who styled you? And I go, Versace. I actually styled myself. And she goes, well, you need to fire him. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I said, thank you so much for raining on my parade.
Thank you for the confidence builder. Needed that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had a great time. You know, when we recorded last podcast, it was prior to me.
It was the morning of.
I got there and I was just exhausted. I was just mentally exhausted. And Caroline did my makeup and she's like, I've never seen you so quiet. And I said, I know, I'm just so like exhausted physically, emotionally, everything. And so they're like, you need some tequila. And I'm like, okay. Had a shot of tequila. First I started with a margarita. Then I had a couple of shots of tequila and that definitely livened me up. But I'll tell you, when I can't even watch myself like walking in, I'm like, why do I walk like that?
You're saying that to the wrong person.
Well, I know. Think about I'm in good company. And then for those of you that don't know, I broke my toe bad the night before I left for New York. Literally. I mean, it was so bad. I screamed on the top of my lungs. It caught on my stationary bike. I was screaming and Eddie came in and he goes, what's wrong? I go, I think I broke my toe. And we both looked down and the toe was sideways. Literally sideways. So he's like, okay, I'm going to pop it back in. Hold on. So I popped it back in. I'm screaming. I had to wear heels. If I walk on like the inside of my foot, it hurts, but it doesn't hurt that bad. So I was able to wear heels, but now I'm paying the price. My lower back hurts because I was walking weird. And then my toe is black and blue. And I'm like, oh,
you know what? I don't want to hear about this Debbie Downer.
I know.
Yes. You just nailed it. You look beautiful. We never would have noticed your walk. I personally am noticing how red my face is from being outside. No, you were so good. It was so fun. But I didn't know because you didn't tell us that when you came out, he was going to say what we talked about on the pod about Sutton.
Oh,
about you calling Sutton mean. And oh, then your response was so good.
That was like, tequila talking.
But it was so quick. I was like, damn. Because I was like, shoot, how is she going to respond to this?
And I love that our podcast gets brought up on Watch What Happens Live repeatedly.
Watch What Happens Live, page 6, Daily Mail. It's a lot.
I mean, nothing like being faced with, oh shit, what do I say now? And I don't know that I said Sutton was mean. I said she was being mean in that episode. So, but like, I'm honest. I like my housewives mean and dirty. I do.
We like them messy. We like them a touch thirsty. Yeah. We don't mind.
Yeah. So Sutton was very nice to me afterwards. And we hung out a little bit in the green room and she was super cool. So
did you talk to Lisa at all?
You know what? A little bit. She had quite the entourage around her.
Entourage, so, like friends?
I don't know if they were friends or makeup people, but she had a lot of people surrounding her. So I didn't want to bother her, but she was super nice. She said hi and they're all really nice. It was fun. It was a really fun night.
All right, let's get into little fan questions because we did the Q&A. The first question that everybody is asking is, will Tamara stay on the pod when she goes back to OC?
And the answer is yes.
Yay! Yes, you guys, she will stay on the pod. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to that. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to, I probably won't be able to do 2 a week like we do. So I'll probably be limited to, how often, cause I'm going to be so busy. I'm having my last hurrah I'm going to Italy on Tuesday.
So the reason Tam won't be here next week, we're going to do one more episode before she goes to Italy. But the reason she won't be here for a week is not because she's leaving the pod. It's because she's going on vacation. How dare she?
I know, right? So I'm going to Italy on Tuesday. We're going to Milan, then we're going to Switzerland, and then we're going back to Italy. We're going to Lake Como for one of our friends' weddings. So, I can't wait. It's like the perfect like calmness before the storm.
Well, on that same note, Tam will be able to cover all the housewife shows with us, except for Orange County. So my question is, who would you guys want to co-host with me to recap Orange County? Like, let's dig deep here. Yeah. I don't want it to be somebody expected. I want it somebody not tied to Tamra at all.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll have different guest people on, but I feel like we need somebody watching OC that's completely blindsided by it. Like, what is happening here?
Yeah, I think that'll be great. I'm really happy that I'm not going to be covering Orange County, because I just feel like that would be extremely difficult. And you know, my mouth, I'll get myself in trouble. And I'm just like, just take that away from me. And don't you dare ask me any questions about what I'm doing on the show.
No, I'm going to,
I can't.
We'll do our best, Tam.
Don't even tempt me.
The next question is, Teddy, would you go back to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills if they asked you? Guys, they're not going to ask me. It's going to be fine.
That's not the question.
At this point, I don't even put it through my head, because watching Beverly Hills, just watching it this season with my friends, is so brutal that I wouldn't want to live that.
So the answer is, yeah, you go back.
No, the answer is,
I'm just kidding,
not in its current state.
Well, never say never.
So I feel like there are other opportunities that I'd rather do that aren't, like, I just see the brutal attack. Like, I see the mistakes, I see the brutal attacks, and it's like that, I don't miss that. But of course, I mean, there are parts that there's perks.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that it is perks. What it is. The next one is, we got to keep this short and sweet, but how we both started our businesses.
Which one?
Whatever one you want, Tam. They didn't specify.
Well, you guys all watched me start Cut Fitness on the show 10 years ago. So that was the very first business I started. And as far as Vena, nobody really got to see that because it was not on the show the year that I left. But that was just a company that I knew that I did not want to do another brick and mortar business. It's just so difficult, you know, and it, you know, it's hard to get staff and rent is high around here and all that. So really was interested in CBD and just met with a lot of people and connected with a lot of the right people. And we started it, and thank God we did, because it's been extremely successful.
And for me with All In, I really was at the lowest part of my life. Like, I had wanted kids so badly. I'd worked so hard. I had miscarriages. I had gone through all these things. And I realized I was starting to almost like sabotage my marriage and my relationships because I was so unhappy with where I was. And I wasn't taking care of myself. And I was thinking about, you know, what do I want to show my kids? And so I used Instagram to change my life. I said, hi, follow me. You know, I'm going to change my life today. And for a year, it was just about me changing my life. But then ultimately, people were like, I want to be held accountable, but I don't want to do it on Instagram. And that's how I got my first client. And now my first client has turned into my 27,000th client. You know, it really has grown from there. And it's the main thing for me is I had to stop looking to other people for validation on what I was doing and just put one foot in front of the other. Know that I'm going to make mistakes, but know that my ultimate goal is to help others and also hold myself accountable to this lifestyle change that I have created, because the alternative is my mental health fails, my marriage fails, my friendships fail. And then kind of everything shifted for me after, you know, I went all in.
I think every successful company has a story like that. Like, you have to have your why. And for us with Vena, Eddie was going through his health issues. We were looking for like you know, because he was on so many pharmaceuticals, we were looking for alternative healthy ways to help with different elements, anxiety, sleep, things like that. I mean, I'm not saying that cured his heart issues by any means or cures anything, but I think every good company, successful company, has a good story behind it. And that's a great story.
Really yours good. Is too. And I think you just have to know that not every day is going to be perfect.
Right.
And if you're passionate about it though, it ends up working out. And because you're just going to keep, you're going to outwork anybody else if you really believe in it. The next one is favorite and least favorite thing about doing a podcast.
Oh my gosh. Favorite is just being with you. I have so much fun doing it. It doesn't really feel like a job, even though we're getting paid and it is a job. It's just fun. I feel like there's so much. I mean, how many things have we done? Like events we've gone to, traveling we've done together, and just, you know, getting to know you better. And, you know, you're like one of my best friends now. So it's like, that to me is my favorite. The least favorite, I don't have a lot of like, oh my God, I don't want to do the podcast. I think probably the least favorite is having to watch so many housewife shows because, you know, sometimes there's four out at a time and I'm not a big TV person. So yeah. It's like to sit down, I think it's my ADD, like sit down and actually watch TV. It's very hard for me because you have to be invested. You can't just like watch.
No, I mean, we have notes on notes. Yeah. Like it. And yeah. I would say to piggyback on what you said, my least favorite is you have to really commit to every show that you're watching. Yeah. Where a lot of the times as like a business owner, a mom, all these types of things,
you're scrolling while you're watching.
Yeah. You're half in, half out. Like yeah. You're not like that invested. I mean, except for some of like the Twitter warriors, like you're not that invested in the episodes, but we have to be whether we're enjoying the episode or not. Because if we miss one crumb, y'all are on our asses.
Yeah. And some, you know, sometimes they're not that interesting. And to just sit there, it's like, it's sometimes it could be, you know, a little painful.
But also if you're watching them back to back, it may be interesting, but you just watched a really amazing one right before. Yeah. So then it feels like you almost get like a callus to what's going on.
Right. And now I can't watch more than two. So that's my limit. So, you know, I was gone. I got home yesterday. I was exhausted. And when I got home, of course, I had to catch up on everything, laundry, emails, all that stuff. And so I'm like, oh, I got to watch two, and including the Ultimate Girls Trip. So I watched that one first and then Beverly Hills. So those are my two favorites.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't do more than that. I just physically can't sit there for 4 hours. So I got up this morning super early and I watched the other two. And
so
then
you watched Dubai, Atlanta. Did you rewatch any of them? Sometimes we have to do rewatches.
Yeah. Well, I usually do have to do rewatches, but I just couldn't do it.
I didn't do a rewatch either because I had all my kids with me and it's not really a kid friendly show.
Yeah.
And then the next question for me is pretty obvious. It's what was your first concert?
Janet Jackson.
Mine was the Cougs. Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. My dad, his first hit was 1981, the year I was born. So that was, I'm assuming, my first concert.
I'm not a concert person. I'm not really. I'm not good with crowds. Like, I don't like to be in places that are super crowded, like going to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, concerts, not at the top of my list of things I love to do.
It depends on if I'm a huge fan or not.
Yeah.
Last fan thought, if you guys were on the same franchise, do you think you'd be real friends?
Yes.
I do too. But I think if I would have come in, I think that a part of me has changed since my first season on Housewives. And it's not about, I've just become more comfortable in what it is that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I feel like I maybe would have had a similar situation with you as I did with maybe, I don't know, maybe Erica my first season, just because you were so advanced in your, and you know, comfortable in what you were saying and doing. And I would like get very nervous if somebody were to like get aggressive with me. Yeah. And now I'm like, whatever, come for me.
Yeah. Like, but also, I mean, it's a hard thing to just jump into, but I'm also 13 years older than you. And when I started the show, I was 39 years old. Now I think back of the things I said and done and the feelings I had back then. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would never do that. I would never say that. Like, I wouldn't be stressed about that. Like, just, I think getting older.
And I think that's something that I think as it depends on the franchise, but something that I think we'll end up talking about when we cover Beverly Hills today is a lot of women on that show. When you go to kind of make fun of yourself or be self-deprecating, they don't know that's what you're doing. So then it's either pity or it's like a weird joke. Like there's not, they don't know how to handle that because everybody wants to appear to be this like perfect human being all of the time.
Yeah.
That then it's, you know, it's a little rough at the beginning, but so I don't know. I know we would have ended up being friends because it's so effortless with you now, but I think my first season would have been rough no matter where I was.
Yeah. I think everybody's season's kind of rough mentally, but I think like for me, I'm totally drawn to down to earth people.
Yeah.
That's who I'm drawn to. Like I can't deal with braggers and big egos and things like that. It drives me crazy. And you don't have any of that.
No, I don't. But
you just have a weird walk. I would just.
I just have a weird walk and not the best voice. But you guys still tune in, so thank you. All right, a lot of pictures have been posted about Real Housewives Girls Trip season 3. I'm looking at the cast right now. They all look like they're smiling and happy at this moment. But I feel like this is going to be a pretty good cast. I feel like there's going to be.
I'm looking at the picture now. I'm realizing there's elephants behind them.
Oh, I know. I didn't realize that either.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Why does it look like they're all going to a different place?
They're like, all.
Heather's in a bra and shorts. Then Portia's in a cat suit. Leah's in like a skimpy bikini. Hold on. Who's Marisol. Jiggle the water? Marisol's in like I can't tell clothes. If it's a workout clothes or like a little black dress. I don't understand. And the water shoes, the same ones you guys sported on Girls Trip. Those were, real special.
Those were great.
But let's take a little break. We'll come back for Girls Trip.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Let's talk about Girls Trip. Before we get into any kind of recap, I have a question for you, and this is very important.
Oh, jeez.
Why do all of the women on this show either not realize when they themselves are crying or when somebody else around them is crying? Like the scene where Vicky doesn't know she's crying and you're walking out of the room and she's like, crying? And you're like, yes, you're crying.
I think that's just Vicky. I'm just like, I'm so immune to her nonsense, but I'm like, yeah, you're crying.
But you're that crying. Part, here, tears.
Put my sunglasses on.
Ugh, tears. And then when Brandy starts crying, it's so clear she's crying. She's like, like stumbles away from the
and
table.
Didn't Dorinda say, well, should I cry?
Yeah, Dorinda, no. Then Dorinda goes, oh, she's crying. And then she goes, I'm crying. I'm like, no, you're not.
She Why did the same thing to me. When I started crying, she's like, I'm going to cry. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm going to cry is different than I'm crying. No, yeah. Dorinda, we're looking at you. You're actually not crying. Not crying. And Vicky, you are crying. So is Brandy. Let's decipher what crying is. Gosh. If no water comes out of your eye, it's not crying.
Well, have you ever cried? I mean, we all a lot of times get called out, like, you're not really crying because, you know, you have makeup on. You don't want like black running down your face like Erica did that one scene. So you're
kinda, why didn't she wipe it?
Sympathy cry? I don't know.
But like if you can feel when that's happening.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to lay it all out there. I don't know. But you gotta ask her.
I don't even sweat. So even when I cry, it's more just like hysteria, redness.
Well, you're dehydrated then.
No, even no matter how much, I could go get an IV and the only place I'll sweat is under my arms.
Your pits.
Under my pits.
Your pits.
I've always been like that since I was a little kid. But then Dorinda says she wants to leave on a positive note and it's done worrying about people. Her motto is, I don't give a shit. And instead of make it nice.
Well, that's convenient since it was the last day.
But she didn't do it. And when they showed her eating the pizza in the bed.
Oh my God. I lived for that moment. Lived and loved it.
What night did she actually eat the pizza? I was a little confused by
that. I don't know.
And did you guys get pizza?
No. Well, you know,
was it the night that Brandy was lifting up her shirt dress and showing her?
It must have been.
I like, you know, I like Dorinda every time I've been around her, but she was really hard to watch this episode.
This episode?
Well, I mean, I blocked out the others. I have to go into each episode as if it's a brand new show, because if not, I can't. But this episode was especially bad because she just couldn't even let other people enjoy themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I love her, but I don't know that I ever want to film with her again.
No, it's frightening.
I want to save our friendship. And I was able to, like, she texted me in New York, and maybe it was after our podcast went out. I'm not sure. And she said, or no, maybe it was after Watch What Happens Live. That's probably what it was. And she said to me, she texted me, she's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no. Why would you get mad at me? She goes, oh, that's what I love about you. Like, you can just say whatever you say on the show, and I can say whatever I say, and you don't take it to heart. I go, no, I don't.
No, especially on Girls Trip, because there's an expiration date. That's right. Different.
I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's over.
And just like that, it's gone. But I do believe that they're probably going to play it on Bravo next.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think so too. I mean, we don't have any insider knowledge on this, but they did that with the last Girls Trip, I would assume, and Miami. So I would assume they do this too.
Yeah.
Brandy doing her walk of shame.
Oh, and then that was so hilarious when Jill's like, walk of shame. She goes, no, I'm not ashamed.
And like, Brandy was very lovable this episode, where this was probably one of Dorinda's worst. This was one of Brandy's best.
Well, can I tell you something about Brandy? Brandy knew that I was coming back early on because we were in New York doing press together for Ultimate Girls Trip. And I got the text message when she was right next to me and I started screaming, you know, that they were, you know, and, the text wasn't that I was coming back. It was just that, you know, we were moving along. Yeah. And, so she was so sweet and so supportive. She did not tell nobody what, you know, we talked about. She is like a ride and die. I don't think people realize this, but she does not repeat anything.
No.
Unless she's getting paid for it.
Well, no, or unless she's personally involved in it. It's right. Different. But if it's about somebody else that she is not involved with, she's not going to out you. Like, she's not so reckless.
Nope.
That she would do that. And I think that shows the kind of person that she is ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. People realize that, but just so sweet, so kind, so supportive. Like, I just love her to death, but she's such good TV. And I cracked up at her walking out with her hair sticking up, her dress, that dress was
the thing from the extensions, which we've all had it where it's
the
just
track
like this,
showing
the track showing. There's like the circle where you have,
she's missing three fingernails. Like, she doesn't.
Oh my, the fingernails. And then I don't remember, was it Phaedra who was like, are you going to lose another fingernail? Like,
okay. I think we talked about this before. Brandy carries a bag of nails in her purse and they're like Lee press on, and she just glues them on. Now, when I was in New York on the flight there, it wasn't bad enough that I broke my freaking toe the night before. Then I'm trying to get my tray up, smashed my finger, broke my nail. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And I said, yeah, screw it. I'm getting Lee press on or whatever they're called. So when we went to Sally Beauty to see our new skin, or not our new, but our skincare line.
Yeah. Tell me about this really quick.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a huge thing. So Sally Beauty has picked up all of our skincare lines. And that includes like our CBD soaking salts, our three products in our skincare line, and our Manuka honey, which is like all over our body. So, I mean, it's huge. It's right at eye level, over 2000 Sally Beauties. So I went in there to see it and my girlfriend goes, I think you need to get some press on nails. So
while you're here, can you fix your disaster of a hand?
Yeah. So I had acrylics that were really short and one missing one. So I picked it off. And then when I got it back to the room, I'm like, it doesn't even match my other nail. Mm-mm. And so then I had to put the other, so I still have them on and they're not, I can't get them off. So I'm like, I'm
because you use like crazy glue or whatever it is.
Yeah. It was like a gel, like crazy glue. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a little obsessed with this. So now I just went to CVS and bought all kinds of designer ones that I could just glue and press on.
Nope. I can't, I couldn't look away because I'm the type that my hands are already such a disaster that if I break a nail, I would rather pretend that this one has been amputated and like, then show that it's broken.
I have the ugliest hands ever. I always have, even as
impossible. Impossible.
Oh, no, I do. Me and Kyle had long conversation about our hands when I saw her the last time.
Okay. So then you guys go canoeing. Taylor, you know what, Taylor, I got it. I got what Brandy did to you. How many years ago?
I know.
And I just kind of got over it. I also have another question. Did Taylor need to wash her hair the entire trip?
Oh my God. That's so funny you say that. Cause I was thinking the same thing. Every single time we saw her, she was in there drying her hair, brushing her hair.
But I think what that is just like the extension, like dry shampoo blowout. I think she withheld her same blowout the entire time because the style never changed. And if I try to blow my own hair out, like, look, you can see like that. It doesn't have the flip. There's none of it. It's like a disaster, but she was able to maintain. I'm like, mm-hmm.
How about when we're canoeing, whatever we were doing.
You guys were terrible, but you and Vicky made me laugh during that.
They were terrible. And then Jill's like, you got to do it. I'm like, shut up, Jill.
Poor Jill. I mean, Jill really is annoying sometimes, but
sometimes,
like, I mean, most of the time.
Yeah.
But I'm confused if she doesn't realize when she's getting teased that she's being annoying because she doesn't stop talking afterwards.
She does not. Like we did not stop telling her like the first few days, like, Jill, enough, like stop talking. And then there's that one day where she said she just wasn't going to talk. And then we're like, okay, Jill, you can talk again.
Yeah. Then they talk about what they will take away from the trip. Dorinda says she's learned and loved. And then you guys do play that game, which I have to be honest, this was my least favorite episode of Girls Trip.
Yeah, I think towards the end, we were just so exhausted.
I didn't have time. It really drugged. I was like, you know what? This is going down there with Dubai today.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
I enjoyed watching it, but was it the like drama filled? No, it wasn't. But it was a nice little. I
think it was because every other time was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this one.
It was a nice little button up too. What I wish they would have shown and they didn't. Is we were all getting ready to go home the last day.
Yeah.
And it was early in the morning. And you saw everybody hugging. Me and Vicky were like, we're out of here. We're in the car. We're waiting. We're going off. So we had to do like this final walk and we had to do it all together, whatever. And everybody's ready. And then it starts raining outside. And Eva's sitting in a chair outside and we were this close to leaving. And all of a sudden Dorinda pushes a button on the automatic awning. And when she did it, a sheet of water poured on Eva's head.
Why didn't they show that?
They must not have had cameras on her. They must not have.
Because that's gold. When that type of thing happens, it's so funny.
And we're like, oh my God. And she was like, screw it. Like she just went. Oh,
even
I mean, she
Eva
was
trying to go in the bathroom alone.
Drenched.
Oh,
so then you see us like, oh, the picture, like we were all lined up. I don't know why Vicky and I weren't in that final picture because we had been waiting and waiting. Eva had to go upstairs, like totally re-get ready. And we had to wait another hour before we could leave.
Oh, no, I think obviously I've been seeing that when I did my Insta Q&A, everybody's like, we loved Girls Trip season 2 even more than 1. We're obsessed. We love it. So obviously it was an excellent show. I think for me, I don't want to hear how much people don't want to have drama. Either don't have drama or have it, but don't talk about how you don't want it. That bugs me.
Oh, but that's been going on for years.
I know, but it's like, zip it. Like you're here 7 days. Let's have some drama today.
You mean the go-to? I'm just hoping at my party that we don't have any drama.
Why would you do this at my event?
I'm going to do this from now on. I'm just hoping at my party I'm having for, you know, whatever, that we have a lot of drama.
And then also why we're on Girls Trip and Vicky, you're blocked. I know, but I saw on Steve Lodge, I didn't see it, but somebody that follows me forwarded it to me that he was taking a sip of beer and the beer's name was Vicky. And he took a sip of it and he went, and then he goes, ugh, taste bitter. And you know what? Vicky and I don't 100% see eye to eye and we're not pals, but that right there pissed me off. I almost sent him a DM like,
uncalled for.
Go kick rocks. You're so happy in your new relationship. Why are you still talking about her? And granted, why am I still talking about Real Housewives? Because I'm getting paid. But you know what?
You're not getting paid,
Steve Lodge, to post that asshole thing. And if I was his fiance or wife or whatever she is, I'd be pissed. Like, why are you still talking about her?
Yeah. Maybe it was because he was mentioned in the last episode of Ultimate Girls Trip, but then that means he's watching.
Yeah. Which is so weird. So weird. But it ends really nice when Phaedra gives everybody a signed copy of the Bible. She invited Bishop Walker to come and you guys all agree and everybody's emotional and happy. And there is that moment, and ending with Jorinda eating her pizza was heaven.
I mean, that was the best moment. That just made me just feel so good about myself that she was eating pizza in her own bed.
And then Marco coming on to give like the final confessional. And he's like,
I kind of like that. And I kind of wish we would have heard more about Marco. Like, you know, I'm a married man and I live in, you know.
Yeah. We needed all of his stats from the beginning, but I love that he had to throw in. I mean, Brandy said she was going to pay for it, but
she did. She told him because she did it from she ripped a bunch of buttons off his shirt.
I know they showed that.
Oh, did they show that? I wasn't sure. You can actually see it.
Yeah, you can see the button. So he's like, you know, I need to get it fixed. Okay, we have to blow through fan thoughts really quick. I'll just answer in just a couple of seconds. Did Jill's banana bread actually taste good?
I don't even remember tasting it, but I love that she said it was such a hit yesterday that I got to make it again.
She looked like she was on Troop Beverly Hills in that when she was in that tennis outfit or whatever it was. I'm sad it's over. This is the best season. Dorinda needs to never offer to host again if she's going to be rude to her guests and pout. She doesn't, I personally don't love hosting, so I wouldn't probably do something like that.
Yeah.
She didn't seem to love it. She didn't thrive it. Like where some people thrive at hosting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't thrive at hosting, but you had girls at your beach house on Beverly Hills.
It wasn't necessarily a choice.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I wanted to have two or three girls.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they were like, that's not an option for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not a person that has a ton. I would rather, if I'm going to host something big, like we're all going to this hotel or we're all going to this house that I don't own.
I'm like that too.
Because I'm not a good cook. I'm not a good, I don't think of little gift baskets. It's not who I am.
Yeah.
I like Tamara and Phaedra much more than I did before. I'm hearing that a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you were just you.
I was just me. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and discuss Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A., I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back to talk a little Beverly Hills. Normally, I like to watch Beverly Hills for a second time because I don't. It's the scrutiny is so much for me, every comment that I make, but I didn't. So
it always takes me two times of watching anything.
I know.
Two times of, you know, looking at a house to get details. Like I take it in the first time, and then second time I'm like, okay.
Then I can form opinions.
But that's how I am.
But we're going to do our best. I will say the standout favorite funny moment was Dorit watching Jamie Lee Curtis pull out a license plate. What is the thing that goes around a license plate?
It's not a license plate holder.
A license plate holder.
Frame, whatever.
Wind chime.
Chic. That's chic.
Thermal keep it? Hot and cold?
Dorit, the thermal does not keep it hot or cold. Like what are you doing? Was she just starstruck?
I think she was like, I think everybody else was checked out. So she was doing the most,
but the most, like who calls a license plate frame chic or a cup chic?
It was so, and then they panned to Kyle's confessional where she's like, Jamie Lee Curtis could have pulled out a dirty tissue.
I know.
But Jamie Lee Curtis was really lovely, but you could tell she came on the show and she definitely had an initiative, and that was to show her charity, which she did. But then it ended up becoming a really funny part of the show. But that was really cool.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
that was really cool that she actually came on, because I don't know too many, you know, stars at her level that would be like, yeah, I'll go on a reality show.
But remember, she did Halloween with Kyle. So they
I know that. Yeah, I know that they have really good friends.
She was smart to do that because she made $25,000 from Kyle and $25,000 from Diana for
Children's Hospital. I would have offered too if I was in that group. I'm surprised nobody else
that offered. I was shocked, really? Didn't say anything.
Me too. Or
not $25,000, but just been like $5,000 or, you know, whatever.
$10,000, whatever. You know, I was a little shocked nobody else offered up some money.
But I think it's because of the history from before where people get called out now and they don't actually pay it.
Well, if you're going to offer it, you should pay it. But by the way, like, you have a famous dad and he wouldn't even go on the show. So
no, we had to beg for a photo of him and one phone call.
That is hilarious. So that's what I'm saying when I say I know they're friends, but to have Jamie Lee Curtis on the show, like, most stars won't. And plus, a lot of people are in contracts where they can't.
Well, I wish that was my dad's excuse. No, but he did sing us our theme song, Camera.
He did. And we loved it. Even though he called me Camera. You can call me Camera.
Okay. Then Diana tells Dorit that she is repulsed by Sutton and went home from their lunch together and scrubbed herself. Diana says Sutton offends her space.
Okay. I'm still on the fence with Diana. I'm like, I don't know if she's a great housewife or she's just not. Like the things she says, like they're kind of mean.
I think the hard part is every other housewife needs it in some capacity, regardless if it's to promote their business, make more money, have always craved this version of fame. I think Diana has so much money. She's a little bit like clouded by
your
requirements as a housewife.
Yeah. She lives in a different universe than the rest of us.
Yeah. So I think that is,
but you know what? That's unfortunate because I don't care how much money you have. We're all human beings. We all put our pants on the same way. Nobody's better than anybody. You can't put value on people.
Was it this episode that they were showing the setting up for Christmas?
Yes.
For the holiday party. And I love how she keeps talking about how Asher is really laid back and he's the one that, and then he's like, I just need to make sure there's 7 to 12 trees right here in the corner.
In his red suit.
I mean, yeah. And I will say this, and if it is a tick, I apologize, but I did count 14 licks this episode.
How many licks does it take to get the center of a titty off?
How many licks? Yeah. So that did happen.
She's a lot of licking, going on.
A lot. And now that I feel like now that they've seen the licking, now they're even showing the licking in the confessionals.
Okay.
But then Crystal talks about her eating disorder. And it's an internal feeling and holidays are triggering for her since more food is around. She says she has worked hard to accept how she looks, but is exhausted by how she hates what she eats every day. And she's scared she will pass this eating disorder on to her kids. I think because last year I didn't watch fully, like I was on and off watching because I didn't have this podcast and it wasn't something I needed to do, like I needed a little distance. Didn't know all of the backstory, but I remember all of that happening with Crystal and Sutton and Crystal being uncomfortable when Sutton walked in on her.
It all makes sense now
because she's
not comfortable in her skin, which is very sad.
But it also is very common, and especially very common on when you're in the public eye, it's exacerbated. And I do know that Crystal has always been a person, no matter on girls' trips or whatever it is, she always wants her own room. And when you start to think about all of these housewife trips she's ever been on, she's never staying in a house with everybody else. And it's because these things are obviously triggering to her. And I think what we're seeing, and obviously a lot of people made big mistakes on things that they said to her, is just ignorance on what an eating disorder can be.
Right.
And how to talk about it. And you can kind of see her trying to dodge the conversation, but then talk about it. And I think it obviously is very heartbreaking. And we saw this with Jackie on New Jersey. And I personally have grown up, you know, struggling with my own issues, and, you know, every eating disorder is different, and every eating disorder is, you can't put it on a piece of paper and go, this is exactly what it is. And I think, you know, a lot of what we saw in our fan thoughts is was it okay for Kyle to talk about her past issues, but it wasn't okay for Sutton to talk about her miscarriages with Diana. And I don't think it's wrong that Sutton spoke about her miscarriages with Diana. I think it was her timing.
Yeah, it was her timing.
Yeah, which was right after she accused Diana of not really needing to be on bed rest.
Right.
Like after you step in.
It just wasn't the right time at all. And it's the way that I say, like, I'm learning Sutton, like, I don't think she purposely is trying to be rude, or I think she's a little bit awkward a little bit. If that makes sense.
Well, did you see the after show clip that we got on the group chat? But it's Garcelle and Sutton, and Sutton's like, I'm just, you know, I'm going to quit apologizing so often. And Garcelle goes, good, because you're really bad at it.
Yeah.
She's like, you go on and then you end up stepping in it when you're trying to apologize.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think sometimes she's just like, the social cues aren't 100% there. But I think also if you're opening up on a public platform, then you know people are going to ask you more questions.
Right.
And so it's hard. My heart goes out to Crystal. And I think that being on a show where it can also be really difficult and trying to be authentic. And then especially when you're around a bunch of people who are sharing much lighter type things and then much, you know,
But I feel like if you're open enough to share it on a reality show, that you're at the point where you're ready to get help.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, women will do it and they don't ever talk about it ever. Yeah. Like they don't want anybody to know. Then they feel just fine or ashamed or whatever. They don't want to tell anybody. But now that she's actually talking about it, I feel like that's going to be her first step to getting better.
And I mean, I think this is a good place for us to be able to talk a little bit about eating disorders. I mean, there's multiple things that could be used in this episode as a learning opportunity. For example, you know, yes, when Kyle was talking about it with her, you could tell that she's digging, but she's digging out of curiosity, but it's still, you can tell that Crystal starts to pull back. So if you have that feeling, you stop. Then you have Garcelle say, you look skinny. And then you see Crystal start to get nervous about it. And then Garcelle says, well, just say thank you. That's also very triggering.
And
you know.
Then you have people like Erica. What the F was she thinking?
I think that what Erica said was very ignorant.
Yeah.
But ignorant. Also could possibly show her own issues that she I'm not saying she has that, but just her unawareness of what laxatives mean
what they can do to your body too.
Yeah. Like, but if you are struggling with an eating disorder.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, that comment and then it coming back and saying, you know, you can't have a chicken finger. There's an eating disorder.
What is going on with her? Like, I mean, I know what's going on with her, but what are you doing?
I also think, and this is, Erica is one of my friends who I know if I was put in jail tomorrow, she'd be the first one there doing everything. So, you know, selling her last penny to get me out. But I think that there's a sensitivity thing that like I think she was trying to make light of the issue.
Well, she's never been the most sensitive person.
Yeah, but I think she was trying to make light of the issue.
Yeah.
And it's not an issue to make light of.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How much is a penny worth?
Hold on. Was that in the podcast? I mean,
no, you just said she'd sell her last penny.
Oh, I was thinking last shoe. Whatever. Sorry. Oops. She would sell her like last shoe. Whatever it is.
I get it. I'm just,
it was a mistake all around. And
I even
asked Crystal, I said, do you think that Erica was being malicious or do you think, and she goes, no, I think it truly was. Some people don't know how to handle.
I think she was trying to be funny, like shit it out. Don't throw it up. Like, it's just like, really? Like, that's so insensitive
and
it's so wrong.
And it can also be, you've never had any sort of issue in that way. So you don't know that, but I'm not justifying it, but it's either, but I think we have to remember on Beverly Hills, there's a lot going on there when it comes to, you know, body issues, physical, like the fact they were the first group that, you know, 90% of them get glammed every single time they're ever shown.
Yeah.
Every podcast, every appearance,
I think
there's a certain amount of pressure
across the board on most housewife shows, you're going to have girls that extremely strict, unhealthy diets, have to have glam. Like it, all your insecurities come out when you're on national TV, and everybody out there as viewers want to point them out to you. Yeah. So it really puts you in a very toxic place in your mind if you're not strong.
I realized my first season on Housewives, I had to be very aware that I was taking care of myself so that my past issues wouldn't be triggered by being on a television show. Because when I was stressed, I would see that they would come back. And so I needed to be held accountable then more than ever, because being on a public platform and having everybody's judgments really weighs on you. And it's about evolving and having therapy and having conversations. So I think, you know, we're going to see more of that. And I fear that this episode, once we start next week, is going to get even worse for Erica.
Really?
Yeah. Cause the party's not over. We're at the beginning of the party.
Oh, Erica. Okay. So Erica says that Tom calls her, he's either present or doesn't know who she is.
But then she says, if they get a divorce right now, she'd have to pay him alimony.
Oh my God. But we get to see Kathy Hilton, which is great. And she had a great line about getting a hemorrhoid out of a tush.
And then the Kathy and Kyle scene, I know we're kind of jumping all around, guys, but we're passionate. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah, I know.
But the potato thing was really funny. And I need to know, Tam, do you like caviar?
No.
No, me neither.
Nope.
And why was Kathy wearing sunglasses inside of her house?
She wants to look really cool.
But she had them on inside of her house and then took them off outside. I don't know. I'm confused.
Do you think that we're going to see a lot more Kathy, or is she just going to pop in and out every once in a while?
I think that Aspen is still quite far away.
This is a long season.
Then they go to the Christmas party. And we've already talked about all that. And then, So now we'll go to the fan thoughts. Sutton just needs to take responsibility for her words, statements, and actions. I actually thought that this was her best apology yet.
I do too. And I think that Diana took it very well. And I was very happy to see like no snarky comments back. And I'm hoping that they can move on.
I am too, because I'm kind of over that same thing.
Because they're the two
world's worst communicators with one another.
I think because they're a lot alike.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
They're a lot alike. That's why.
And they're set in their ways. Yep. And then
they both have more money than they need. And
do they want to give some to us? And then the next question is, or comment, what the actual F did Erica say to Crystal? That entire scene was an absolute shit show.
It was a cringe. I mean, I can imagine the hate that Erica's getting right now.
And I mean, according to their social medias, it looks like they're all together. If you look at Diana, Erica and Rena, they're all showing the same background and it's not Los Angeles. So I think those three are together right now is my guess. Hmm. And then Diana posted a photo of Erica and Rena. So I think they're on a vacation. That's my sleuthing.
Oh, interesting.
Because by the posts.
I'm gonna have to go look. Well, there's a lot of comments about Erica. The chicken finger comment didn't go over well. Felt bad for Crystal. I think everybody's agreeing that.
And then everyone's conversations are hard to follow this season. I wish they would show more family scenes.
No, you don't. Nobody wants to see more family scenes, and their conversations are not hard to follow. Sorry.
And let's be clear. Do you watch Real Housewives for Happiness? Go to the Hallmark channel.
Yeah. And I'm not going to get parenting advice or anything like that from a housewife. Sorry. I'm not saying none of them are bad parents, but it's not why you watch Housewives.
You're watching it for an escape for your own life and to make you feel better about yourself.
Right.
Like that's being really clear. Next one is, why would Kyle even think of sitting Sutton and Diana together? We don't even need to answer that. Obviously, y'all know
why. You know what? Well, when she was doing the little place cards, whatever. And then when she said like Diana Sutton, I went, oh, wait, are you doing that on purpose? Is
that- Remember who Sutton sat next to at Kyle's house back during the whole situation with me?
Who?
Right next to me. We were already having issues in New York. And then I looked down at the place setting and I'm right next Denise. To good old- No, Sutton.
I was you're right next to Sutton. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah.
No, Denise and I were still fine at that point.
And then give Cherie a diamond. Yes, please. I agree with this fan thought.
I think Cherie is really likable. I think she's funny.
She's well spoken for. She knows exactly what to say. I love her one liner.
It's well spoken.
Well spoken. Sorry. She's well spoken. I'm not well spoken for.
Well spoken for is like in the old days when you're like, she's spoken for. She's taken.
Well spoken. She's well spoken. And she's got great one-liners and she's funny. She's a diamond. She needs a diamond. We need that energy.
So that's where we are. So let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk about Atlanta.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're back. Let's talk a little bit about Atlanta. Starts off with Marlo talks about how she needs a break from her nephews and is not ashamed of it. She opens up about how she took care of her little sister in the past to get her out of foster care. So this is not the first time she's taken on responsibility.
But didn't she also say, like, it was only for a hot minute? I couldn't deal with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think
what the hell?
This was a hard one for me because if I commit to something, especially a human.
Children that are already going through a bad time. I mean, it takes a very nice person to take on somebody else's kids, like somebody with a very big heart. So I appreciate that about her, but you can't just throw them away.
Right. But also well-behaved kids are not well-behaved kids. If you just tell them to do something and you don't follow up and check to make sure that it's done, they're not doing it.
And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, you know, parenting is hard. Like, if their room looks like they've been hoarding for a year, that's on you too, because you've allowed it.
Yeah. Walk in. Like my son, I will be like, did you brush your teeth? And he's like,
No,
and I'm like, let me smell your breath. And then I'm like, I see scuzz on your teeth. Go brush them. Like, but if I would have just taken his word for it, and then all of a sudden he has a bunch of cavities.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's called lazy parenting. And I think that, you know, once in a while, like sometimes things they slide, but with these kids, especially because they've gone through so much, she's got to be on them.
Yeah. So then they go on the trip. There's funny parts, of course, where, you know, Marlo goes over the top and like gets them all. I don't even know what they are.
Rolls Royces. So I think they were, what was the car? Was it a Rolls Royce that Candy was in? And then they give them food. They're like not eating. Candy's like, nope. They open the door. We're out of here. Like,
get out. So they get out, they eat, they go to, I thought they were going on a camping trip. They go to such a nice house, like a beautiful house.
Beautiful.
And they do like the candle competition, not the candle competition, but the candle thing where they,
creative was that?
Where did she get those candles with those sayings on them?
I don't know. Well, she probably had them made, I would imagine.
But that takes a lot of effort.
A lot of thought. These are things
you guys on girls trip just scribbled it down on a napkin. These
are things that you and I are not good at. Like the gift bags, like, nope.
Yeah. So they do that. They get their own rooms. Then we knew this was going to happen because Kenya loves to make an entrance. She shows up to the dinner.
You think I'd know this by now, but I was shocked to see her. I thought she was like a hard pass. No, I'm not going. Cause she seems like she's so strong in her words, like, and she doesn't go back on them. But I mean, I was happy to see her.
But the part that I found a little bit odd was the timing. Like Kenya is like kind of going at it with Marlo. Everybody's awkward. And then Sonia just like drops that she's taking all of them on a couple's trip to Jamaica. But like the timing was so, I don't know if like the restaurant was about to kick them out.
I got to hurry. I did like how they dropped the, we're all going to Jamaica. Cause you know, it's like whenever there's a cast event, traveling, whatever, sometimes it comes off a little awkward.
Of course it does.
Right. But it seemed really authentic.
But this is where this franchise, Beverly Hills, most of those women are single, correct? Or half at least. So when you have a couple's trip, it's tricky when the majority of the cast is single,
Did she say it was a couple's trip?
Yeah. She said a couple's trip to Jamaica.
I don't want another couple's trip. We already had one to New York.
Yeah. I don't want couple's trips. It's because Sonia's husband and Drew's husband want to make sure that they're featured in every episode.
Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
But then Kenya tells the ladies that she's staying at another house, and Marlo tells Kenya that she can't be there to experience their plans if she's not staying at the cabin.
And that was nice of her to you know, just stay with us. But Kenya was not having it.
Hold on. That was nice of her?
Well, that she said, why aren't you staying here? Like she hated her so much. It's like, good, go.
But no, Marlo wants everything to erupt.
Oh, so you think she's doing it for different reasons? Like,
she's doing it to be nice.
I thought she was just trying to be nice. Like, well, you can't experience it all if you're not with us.
Yeah. But then they kind of got Kenya a little, you know, stumbled up when Kenya's like, oh, my daughter's going to be here. And they're like, oh, so your daughter's here. And she's like, no.
And she's like, well, I'll think about it. I'll think about if I want to stay in that multi-million-dollar house with you guys.
So what do you think? Do you think she's going to end up staying there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Then Kenya attempts to explain her side of things to Marlo, but Marlo keeps cutting her off. And they all joke that Marlo is acting like Drew when she interrupts. And then Drew, but this is why I like Drew. I know this is the unpopular.
I like Drew too.
Is Drew can laugh at herself in the moment when they're
1,000%.
Like she knows she's a mess. She knows that she's hypocritical. Like just
yeah,
like,
but she takes it. Like she doesn't, it doesn't even bother her.
No.
Like when she gets the last candle, I'm like, poor Drew.
And she thinks the other candle's hers. Sonia's.
Yeah. I think she thought all of them were hers. Oh my God, it's dying.
So good. And then Kenya tells Marlo that she is not a friend and doesn't know how to love. Marlo talks about how she looks up to Kenya and says they need to at least respect each other if they don't love each other. That was a nice sentiment. However, what she said right before it was such a passive aggressive.
But passive aggressive on Kenya or Marlo?
Marlo said something like, oh, you're too good. You're better spoken than me. You're better than me. That I don't think was like her authentically complimenting Kenya.
Well, I mean,
do you?
No, I mean, that's Marlo though.
Right.
I mean, how about when Kenya said she's 6 foot tall and weighs 200 pounds?
I forgot about that part. I just choked on my water.
I'm like, oh, girl, that wasn't cool.
No, they definitely, when they're going to strike, there's no boundaries there.
But I did respect Marlo a little bit more as she talked about her mom and the things that she would say to her as a kid and how she's carried it on with her own children. And I think that she was super honest about that. And they're like, sometimes I'll catch myself saying something or doing something that's just like my mom, you know, and you go, oh, I sound just like my mom. So, you know, you're just programmed like that, product of your environment, your upbringing. And even though if you know it's not right, you still kind of do it.
Yeah. And then why don't I feel like we saw Monietta at that dinner?
I don't think she's there yet.
No, she rode in the car with Candy and Drew.
Oh, see how much I paid attention. I was half asleep when I watched.
Oh, yeah. But that's, I mean, the fan thoughts. Oh, the fan thoughts are a little brutal. First fan thought is Vicky's snoring. It was kind of boring. Oh, they rhymed.
Vicky's snoring. It's kind of boring.
Love that the girls are all allowed to bring a plus one to Jamaica. Hold on. Did they say plus one or couples?
I don't want to see a plus one or a couple. I just want to see them.
Yeah. I don't either unless it's Fatoum.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of the girls that we are invested in.
Yeah.
And we would love to see them, but I don't want to see husbands there. I really don't.
Love Candy as the voice of reason, like seeing Kenya and Candy with their kids. That was a cute moment.
That was super cute. And isn't Candy always the voice of reason?
I think that Candy is just so relatable, even though
I was walking to the elevator and my girlfriend was with me, Jen, and she goes, oh my God, you know her, like that. And then everybody turns around and I turn around and it was Candy. Candy is Candy and Todd and Riley.
Oh, this next one is Marlo needs to hand back her peach. She's trying way too hard to be Kenya.
Trying way too hard with Kenya.
Come for her. I don't think she's trying to be Kenya, but I think she's just.
But isn't Marlo just being Marlo? I mean, she's pretty consistent in who she is.
Yeah, but I think she's just like, give it a break. Like, I'm a little bit over their feud.
Yeah, but nobody's taken that peach from her.
No. The next one is Real Housewives of Atlanta is beyond boring this season. I disagree. Boring shows.
I disagree. I don't think it's boring at all. I like it.
Which brings us into Real Housewives of Dubai.
As you like to call them, Dallas.
I know. Why do I always have to say
because on our rundown is RHOD.
Which is the same as Real Housewives of Dallas, which even though that no longer is a show, it's still embedded into my memory.
Yeah.
Okay. This was probably their best episode so far.
I agree. Yep. I agree. It was really good. And it was so visually beautiful at that party. Oh. At first, I'm like, oh, could you imagine being out in the middle of the desert sand?
What are you, Brooks, like complaining about the sand?
No, I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't really that pretty. It was just all sand. And then the sun goes down and all the string lights. Oh, it was so pretty.
See, I thought it looked pretty the entire time, but I liked it. They start with Caroline and Sergio's parents meet for the first time. To me, that entire scene was extremely awkward.
Oh my gosh. That was so awkward. So awkward.
Beyond.
Beyond.
Like I can't even go into the level of awkward, even the way that Sergio's like grabbing Caroline's hand and they're like trying to, I can't. All of it was very awkward for me to watch. Then we get into Caroline Brooks calls Lisa to tell her that Sarah questioned her parenting. Lisa says Sarah is the queen of unsolicited advice. Brooke questions if Sarah even is a doctor and won't take therapeutic advice from someone who gets her doctorate from a women's empowerment group.
So she's not really a doctor.
No, I think she like got a whatever. I mean,
she's like Scott Disick got to be a lord, right?
He was right. Like, or it's like the people that don't go to Harvard. The people that don't go to Harvard, but they do that like one little course and then they get to say they're the, you know, whatever. Yeah. Granted, it's still more than I never got invited to even do the little course, but
right.
Then Sarah tells Nina that she would not dare tell a mom that she's not a good mom. She then texts the ladies explaining herself.
She didn't say she wasn't a good mom. That's not what she said. So I feel like her words are getting really twisted.
I also think like, and this is coming from someone who I know that I can sit on my high horse quite often. Take a couple seats, Sarah. These women don't want your advice.
No, they don't. And you should never give advice to anybody about their parenting.
No. And what she is saying is true. And, you know, obviously Brooks is upset because she's just like seeing red, but it was condescending the same way when she said to Ion, you know, I wasn't always as kind as I am now and the kind of person I am now, you know, whatever it is like, this is her MO, but you start to see it come. Anybody that is that put together and is that like buttoned up, you know, there's another side to it and you start to see it at the end of the episode.
Sad about Nina's dad hospitalized with COVID and is not improving. That is scary. I mean, they filmed this probably over close to a year ago.
Yeah.
When COVID was really bad, but he's better now.
He's better. I don't know. I think also, Nina's dad aside, I'm having a hard time feeling that like housewife energy with her. I feel like she's doing a lot off the scenes, but not in the scene.
Yeah.
There's a lot of texting, side convos. Like she needs to be as whatever.
Active on camera as she is behind the scenes.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it really got really that interesting until the party.
True. But also, I have a question for you. If it was your engagement party and you told everybody to wear white, how would you decipher which one is a wedding dress?
Okay, let's talk about that, because I'm like, oh, come on. She had a lazy
bathing suit on with a cover up. It was essentially this, but white.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, you have everybody in there wearing white. So I didn't really take it as if she was wearing a wedding dress, because I've never seen a wedding dress like that.
Well, also, if you want to have the complete spotlight, and I get it, if like your mother-in-law wears white to your wedding, or your friend wears white to your wedding, right, and nobody's supposed to wear white. But if you give the instructions
to wear white,
should wear white,
and you got to know that Chanel's going to come with the most outrageous outfit ever.
I thought that was a little bit, and plus, like, Lisa was, her dress was, I mean, it was stunning. It was also a gown. Like, they're all, most of them, other than Sarah and Brooks this episode, are pretty done to the nine. So it's like, that felt a little bit.
How about Sergio getting so involved though?
He can't, he's like looking over her shoulder at every text message.
And she just seems so annoyed with him.
Always, even like, his hair, should I have it to this side or to this side? He's like,
it's like she's his mother.
I was going to say it, but I'm glad that you did.
I mean, the way she was looking at him, like, you can't be behind me. Just, you know, it's like, yep.
And then she left him at her own wedding, like at her own engagement party. She's like, just goes down. He doesn't even have a shirt on yet. He was probably like getting mic'd in the other room. I can't. And she's like, bye. No,
didn't you see he had
he had the little pack on.
That's what the girls wear under their dresses.
Oh, he wants all the things.
He wants all the things in a big old, bag of gold.
And then you do see a softer side of Caroline when she's crying to her interior designer.
I honestly don't remember that.
And then Ayan says that Brooke reminds her of a hyena, since she's pretty on the outside, but her mouth can be dirty. That is a direct quote.
I love her. God, I love her.
I love her relationship with her son.
I do too.
She's really grown on me. At first, she was too much for me, and now I've taken a turn, and she's taken a breath, and she's still my favorite. But I do like her, because she doesn't seem like she's trying as hard anymore. And I feel like she's settled into it.
Yeah.
But you can tell by the end of this episode, Brooks is drunk. Like, she is. And Tam, don't act like I didn't just see you yawning right now.
I'm so tired. I can barely keep my eyes open.
Well, this is our last thing. So why don't you finish the last little part of the recap?
The fan thought, can we just go to
Brooks and Sarah sit down to talk.
Sarah tells her to drop this Caroline and bring the real Caroline out. Brooks tells her that they are all waiting to see who she really is. Who do you think she really is, Teddy?
It got a little bit almost physical, because you heard producers. I'm not speaking out of turn. Yeah, it says producer.
Yeah, but why?
Hey.
But did you think it was necessary to yell hey at that point?
I think they were both telling each other to get, like, come at me. I dare you.
Okay.
And I don't think they meant with words.
Because I wanted to see more.
I'm like, of course I'm all,
hey, don't stop them. They're just it's just getting good.
No, they were both threatening each other to come to blows. They wanted to push each other to blow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like to see them get a little closer to blowing and then have a producer jump in the middle.
Oh, you want to see their hands on each other being ripped off?
No, not no. Just to stand up, chest to chest.
That's a little Salt Lake City. A
little headbutt, maybe. No, I was kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, okay. So on to fan thoughts. They're exhausting to watch. Very boring so far.
Yeah. Brooks is great TV, but her behavior and social interactions are a bit concerning. I agree with that.
And this person is with you, Tam. They're confused by a producer going, whoa, 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 at the end. Don't interrupt the good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, don't
like,
interrupt
Tam,
the good
Tam, are you
stuff.
Submitting my
no,
fan thoughts?
No, I didn't. I didn't even see that fan thought. I just felt like it was a little too whoa, whoa, whoa soon.
So now we're done, Tam. Is there anything else we should talk about?
Just me going to sleep.
All right. Well, guys, we did the best that we could. We had a lot of episodes to watch. I have kids to go swim with, and potentially I have to Caesar salads with black beans to eat. That's my favorite thing here at this hotel.
Caesar salads, black beans. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tam. Okay,
Teddy, well, have fun in the OC. I wish I could be there with you, but.
Yeah, see how it is. It's fine.
I know.
Oh, we have to tell you one thing.
What?
On my Uber on my way here, because y'all know I'm not a driving type. The guy picks me up at the horse show with the kids, and I sit down. And he's like, "Are you Teddy by any chance?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I mean, you saw it on the Uber
app, yeah.
But I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You know, I was on some Real Housewives episodes myself," and I was like,
"What's his name?"
Eric. Eric. He's good friends with Slade.
I don't remember any Eric.
He said he was on. He lives near your area.
Really?
Uh-huh. He drives I ordered an Uber X and he was in a Range Rover. And I was like, what is going on here? So I think maybe he saw my name and was like, "Psh, okay, I'll go pick her up." Cause I'm like, "Do you normally pick up Uber X's in your brand new Range Rover?" And he goes, "I actually just Uber drive to network." And I was like, "Mm-hmm." But then of course he said, "I know Tamara lives near me."
Do you have a
me.
Picture of him? You sure it's not Slade?
Slate kept thinking he was saying Slate instead of Slade. So she goes, "Yeah, I was on the show too." No, he's talking about Slade.
I don't know who that is, but he's friends with Gina Keough.
Yeah, he said it's his best friend. And then he's also friends with Joe. Was that the first?
Yeah, she was on. That was
Joe and Slade.
Yeah.
Did Joe just get married?
She did.
Yep. She did. He was there.
He was there.
Hmm. Yep. So
I'm going to have to get on Joe's Instagram and see how many Eric she follows.
Yeah. We have work to do when we get off this call.
I need to know who this is.
Well, I love you, Tam. I'm so glad that we will be continuing on the twats.
Yeah,
forever.
You can't get rid of me that fast.
But also,
even though we're bloggers.
Yeah, we're just lowly bloggers.
We're just bloggers.
But please send in your thoughts on who you want to cover OC with me, because I really want to get somebody good. Because I really want to rip Tamara to shreds on that day she's not working.
Yeah.
Bye, Tam.
Okay, bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.